That was the Ken Meagle Band with Slow and Easy Landler. It's time to head back over to the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. It's Meyer Grove against Lake Henry. Randy Rothstein will be taking you the rest of the way. How's it going, guys?
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Farming and Schlaper Brothers Field as we get set for game number two here this afternoon, Lake Henry and Meyer Grove. And Don, this game featuring a south and north team from Stearns County, and it should be a fun one to do here.
Oh, I think it should be, Randy. We got a couple of good guys pitching here today. We got Matt Emdick from the Grovers. He's their ace, and I tell you, when he's on, he's a pretty tough competitor on the mound. And Lake Henry is going to counter with Weston Brinkman, the left-hander. So I'm looking for a pretty good pitching matchup here today, and see what's how it turns out.
All right. Do you have some starting lineups?
I do. Meyer Grove will be the visitors today on the scoreboard, and they're going to lead off with Tyler Musho at playing second base. Batting second, playing shortstop, will be Darren Klopak. Batting third, the left fielder, Andrew Welly. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Kurt Marthaler. Batting fifth, the catcher today will be Alex Welly. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Drake Meyer. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jordan Klepak. Batting eighth, playing third base, will be Ryan Umscheid. Batting ninth, the designated hitter today will be Josh Umscheid, and he'll be hitting for the pitcher, Matt Emdick. For the Lake Henry Lakers, today they will be the home team. They will lead off with Shane Campson catching. Batting second will be Matt Quaid playing shortstop. Batting third will be Jason Campson playing second base. Batting fourth will be Aaron Savelko playing center field. Batting fifth, the designated hitter today will be Josh Campson. Batting sixth playing left field will be Nick Dingman. Batting seventh, right fielder Adam Yeager. Batting eighth, playing third base will be Grant Ludwig. Batting ninth, playing first base will be Carter Wessel. And pitching today will be the lefty, Weston Brinkman.
All right, there you go, your starting lineups. Thank you, Don. Stay tuned for our post-game show this afternoon. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player receives a $10 gift certificate they can use at either Albany or Richmond A&W, just like Brad Mergen was the recipient in game number one today. One of these ball players will pick up that player of the game. And we're brought to you by our Region 15C sponsors. We'll run through that list for you as it comes to you today. Our game does courtesy of the Greenwell Pub, Al Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep Sport, Rural Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank with a branch office in Richmond, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance, Cutter Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, just south of Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Lewis Autobody and Glass and Farming, Notch Manufacturing over in Lake Henry, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Cody Mitchell Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, bringing us baseball today, the Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, we're by Belgrade and Worms Lumber and Ready Mix of Numinic, Sock Center, and Long Prairie, some of our Region 15C sponsors. We're ready to go.
We got some umpires here today. Behind the plate today will be Tim Pratt. Humping the bases will be Ted Ashton.
Tyler Musho in the batter's box. The first pitch inside from Weston Brinkman of all, 1-0. Low the pitch and 2-0.
Approximately 3 o'clock here on the button. So we're about a half hour behind schedule, I would think, somewhere in that area. So there might not be that big a delay between this game and the nightcap.
The pitch a called strike, and 2-1, the count to Tyler Musho. Weston Brinkman delivers there. Strike 2 called, and 2-2. 2-2. Brinkman delivers. High for a ball, and the count full at 3-2.
Well, if you look down the right field line, it doesn't look like there's any people here. Handful or two, but you look behind home plate here, the bleachers are full.
Yes, they are.
There's people looking for shade a little bit more. The sports decks are pretty full. Down the left field line, I didn't really see, but I'm sure there's a lot of people down that way.
Those Richmond guys didn't move yet.
Not a lot.
Still parked in that truck. 3-2, a foul tip into the cat of Shane Campson. Tyler Musher out on strikes. 86 degrees, our game time temp. Our weather app says it feels like 90 with a dew point right now of 68.
Still heading for shortstop, Jaron Klopach.
Here's Jaron Klopach. The pitch to Jaron. He has the strike called 0-1. Now, the Meyer Grove Grovers missing Tanner Klopach today. Tanner had another commitment. Curveball, Jaron Klopach loops this to left center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Jaron, big turn at first, and he'll hang on there with a one-out single. Now, Colton Meyer is not here either today.
That's the guy I was thinking of.
He was DHing the other day.
Yep. Colton, Tanner Klopach-ing. I think Anthony Welly, not positive.
Anthony Welly?
Anthony, there you go. Anthony is here.
Bring up Andrew Welly, the left fielder.
One of them, I think Tanner was in a wedding, and one of them's a work commitment in Fargo, I believe, and he said he may be here, but it's going to be later.
Sure. Pitch high to Andrew Welly, and 1-0. Jaron Klopach on it first. Pitch by Brinkman, ground ball to Ludwig at third, to second for one, the relay to first. Safe, they say, at first as the runner beat it out. Nice turn, Grant Ludwig got rid of it quick. Jason Campson, nice turn at second. Just the speedy runner in Welly.
That really happens. We've seen that in the last game, too, the speed on the base pads. Makes players breathe up just a little bit more than normal, and anything can happen. The harder you hustle, the more chance you got of getting on.
You bet. I bring Kurt Marathaler to the plate. Pitch to Kurt. It is a strike at the belt and 0-1. Weston Brinkman, a left-hander, not in the hitting lineup today. The DH for as he asked by manager Keith Leeser to concentrate on his pitching. Quick throw to first and well back safely. From the infield, Grant Ludwig over at third, Matt Quaid at short, Jason Campson at second. And over at first, it's Carter Wessel in left field, Nick Dingman in center field, Aaron Savalco out in right field for the Lakers today. It is Adam Yeager, and behind the plate, Shane Campson. Pop up in the infield, Carter Wessel at first, calling for it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Grovers in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on, a half an inning, Meyer Grove, nothing. Lake Henry coming to bat. More baseball in a minute here on KASS.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work for you on your new remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk. For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Half an inning here, no score. Meyer Grove picked up a hit in that top of the first. Lake Henry comes to bat here in the bottom of the first. Shane Campson will lead it off. Region Baseball brought to you by Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union, Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance, Shady's Bar and Grill in Dominick, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trapper's Pub and Grub here in Farming. Shane at the plate with a 1-1 count, takes a big swing and a miss. Strike two, 1-2.
Very interesting to see how Matt Amdek's going to approach this lineup from the Lakers here. So far, he's thrown him a lot of off-speed pitches here to Shane Kampson, and I don't think he's going to get by with the fastball too easily against this lineup.
Yeah, pitch high from Matt in the count. Two balls, two strikes now to Shane. Kampson, Quaid, and Kampson here in the first. A little bit of an off-speed there that Shane falls over our heads, and the count stays at 2-2.
Matt was drafted by Lake Henry last year for their state run. So was Brad Mergen.
A 2-2 pitch. Kampson a ground ball to second. Building it cleanly over there is Tyler Musch showing on to first. 4-3 in the putout. One down and Matt Quaid to the plate.
Number 18, Matt Quaid.
Winner of this ball game gets farming at about 8 o'clock tonight.
Correct.
When I predict the temperatures will be cooler.
Well, I'm kind of hoping.
Quaid, a squibber to Macho at second. Tyler up with it over to first. And another 4-3 put out. That will bring Jason Kampson to the plate.
And look, Shane Kampson had a good region going, 4-for-8. Three singles, a home run, and a couple base on balls. Wait, 1-for-8 so far. Jason Kampson only 1-for-8 in the tournament so far, so that a 2-3 hitter.
Yeah, where they usually get a lot of hits out of them.
Yes, they do.
And they got one win and one loss in it, so fighting through the loser's bracket here. Two balls, no strikes to Jason. Aaron Savalko on deck. Fouled to the backstop. And the count, two balls and a strike to Jason Kampson. Other rock stars in attendance today. I saw Shelley Moore was here. Shelley Moore and her daughter.
Yes. Yeah.
Rock star. Emily, yeah, rock star.
Cool. My bowling partner.
That's right. Fouled out of play by Kampson in 2-2. Your daughter Kelly stopped up and said hi.
Yes, she did. Got us some pictures.
2-2 to count. The pitch is high in 3-2.
Not of you and me, just pictures of some better looking people.
Three balls, two strikes. Dick delivers, and Kampson loops one out to right field, and Jason picks up his second hit of the tournament. And the left-handed hitting Aaron Savalko makes his way up to the plate. Notice Lake Henry moved Josh Kampson down in the order, and they got him as a DH today, Don. And Josh was hobbled last week.
I think they took him out of the defensively and gave him a chance to hit here. They had Yeager DHing last week. And
pitch in the dirt by Matt Emdick, and it bounces away from Welly, and on the second goes Jason Kampson, now in scoring position with 2-0.
You look at Adam Yeager playing right field instead of Josh, and the younger legs. And
Right.
I'd say, I don't know, Josh in a foot race with Adam Yeager, I bet you'd still be pretty close, huh?
Fouled over the backstop here, and one ball, one strike. One and one, two outs. Jason Kampson, the base runner, out at second now. So Lake Henry and Meyer Grove this afternoon here on KASM. Matt Emdick's pitch. Savalko takes a beautiful pitch for a called strike, and 1-2.
Savalko 1-for-7 with a double and a base on balls so far in the tournament.
One ball, two strikes. Little pickoff play over at second, and it bounces away from shortstop Jaron Klopach. Not far enough, though, for Jason Kampson to advance. Now, so where Marshall's playing at second, that's where Tanner Klopach normally hangs out. So you got a little bit of a a defensive change for them.
He's handled it well so far.
Ryan Olmscheid's over at third. And M. Dick ready on the mound. The pitch to Sivelko is high for a ball and 2-2.
It's always an opportunity for these guys that don't play a lot to get a chance.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch outside high and the count full at 3-2. Now, there will be a game at 8 o'clock tonight, so they will clear the stands here and readmit people a little later on tonight. So there is a break. Some of the action. Here's Sivelko slapping it to center field. That's going to bounce in front of the center fielder. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's close, and the slide safe as Kamson, as Welly sweeps the tag past him, but home plate umpire right there to make the call. 1-0 Lakers. Strong throw by George.
Wow, it was right on the button, too, wasn't it? It bounced once, didn't it?
Yeah. So an RBI single for Sivelko. And here's Josh Kamson. The Lakers runners-up last year in the Class C tournament. Kamson follows it at the plate. And right away, I think that front foot of his, it's always that slant foot, comes out limping on that. But it's like either...
He followed it off of it, didn't he?
Yeah, followed it off of it. If you're the state champion or the runner-up, you always got a target on your back.
Oh, yes, you do.
People are always gunning for you. Dick's pitch. Kamson takes strike two, called 0-2.
That's Matt M. Dick's bread and butter pitch, I think, right there.
The ball, it's two strikes, two outs, one on, one run in. Pitch to Kamson, a swing and a miss, he's out on strikes, and that'll end the Lakers first. One run on, two hits, no errors, and one left on base. One in the books, Lake Henry one, Meyer Grove nothing. More region baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
North American Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. With Grinnell Mutual Insurance, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrell have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for, along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrell.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Don back with you. And between bites of a very melted Snickers bar.
It's pretty messy.
Wow.
But it's pretty good.
But it's so good.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Bottom or top of the second inning for Meyer Grove. We're going to have Alex Welly, Drake Meyer, and Jordan Klopak.
As soon as we clean ourselves up here, we'll be ready.
You know, we got to eat.
Yeah.
Got to eat. Got to stay alive somehow.
Yeah, we'll be around for a while then, won't we?
Yeah, we don't get a lot of those adult beverages, so, I mean, we got to do it some other way. Alex Welly takes the pitch inside from Weston Brinkman. Ball one, 1-0. There's a strike called in. One ball, one strike. It'll be Welly, Drake Meyer, Jordan Klopak here in the second inning. One ball, one strike. Strike two right at the knees, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Kick the pitch as Welly lunges for it, bounces it back to Weston Brinkman on the mound. Weston goes to first, 1-3 in the put up. bring Drake Meyer to the plate. Drake at first base. It's the pitch for a call. Strike 0-1. How's Drake Meyer done in this tournament, Don? Get the right sheet here. Drake Meyer, 2-for-6 with a single double, a couple base on balls, and 2 runs.
So he's been on the base.
Yes, yeah. He has. Balled it back and out of play, and the count at 0-2. Who types up all those nice stats for you?
My wife, Mary.
Your wife and our secretary here at our ball games. Yeah, kind of nice recap.
Spends a lot of time on that.
High for a ball, 1-2 right now to Meyer. She takes care of us. I mean, we got our ballots ready for predicting the attendance for this session.
It's a little early for that yet, isn't it?
Meyer launches it to center. Savalco's got a beat on it, makes the catch for the out.
Not sure. When did they still collect here yet?
Through the fifth inning
of this game.
Of this game.
So I was counting, so I'm not going to turn mine in quite yet.
No wonder you went down so many times.
Yes, I was walking around here looking.
Here's Jordan Klopach. Jordan rips this foul down the left field line. That's going to go into the batting cage. That is down that left field line here in Farmington. 0-1.
Jordan Klopach, 1-for-7 with a single, hit by pitch, 3 Ks, couple runs scored.
Brinkman's pitch. Strike 2 call to Jordan. See a bunch of the Farming Flames. They have gone under the shade trees out in the left center field enjoying a little food. You know, they got done with the game. They had to do field maintenance. A lot of the players out there, as Klopach swings and misses, he's out on strikes, and that'll do it. For the Grovers in the second, nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 1.5. It's Lake Henry 1. Meyer drove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes. Your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Nick Dingman leads off the second inning for the Lake Henry Lakers, a 1-0 Laker lead. First pitch to Nick is a strike in 0-1. Matt Imdick's pitch, a little bit low for a ball, 1-1. Ball, 1 strike. Dingman drives this to left center field. Hitting to that left center field gap and making the catch for the out is Andrew Willey. One down, the fly ball to left center field by Dingman. Bring Adam Yeager to the plate. Adam, a left-handed hitter. Earlier today, it was Farming defeating St. Martin 3-2. 3-2. St. Martin eliminated. Farming moves on to play tonight at 8 o'clock. Bunt by Yeager down that first baseline. Matt Imdick pops off the mound to make the play. 1-3 on the putout. Yeager tried to bunt his way on.
Wow, he can fly.
He is fast.
Down that line.
Grant Ludwig up. Grant's been struggling. Trying to find it here in the regions.
Yeah, Adam was 3-for-7. Grant 0-for-7 so far. And
just high for a ball, 1-0.
Only takes that first hit a lot of times.
That's right.
Going. And
At him, Dick Reddy, the 1-0, right down the middle, strike one, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Another pitch by him, Dick, a little bit of a breaking ball. And 1-2 is the swing and a miss by Ludwig. One ball, two strikes. Dick's pitch, low for a ball, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ludwig loops this one foul down the first baseline. Sobieski beat Buckman today 8-2, so Sobieski is the champion of 8C. They'll go in as the number one seed. Buckman, the number two seed. Sobieski, always tough. Oh, that's some good players. Ball back and out of play by Ludwig. Count stays 2-2 to Grant. The 2-2, a little bit high in the count, full 3-2. Ooh, nice pitch by Matt Emdick. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Ludwig calls for time, and home plate umpire Tim Pratt allows Ludwig to step out. A 3-2 pitch on the way by Matt Emdick, and Ludwig another fall back and out of play. The count stays full at 3-2. Dick, see that nod to the sign, and his pitch, there it is, strike three. Ludwig gets caught looking, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the second. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Two in our books here, folks. 1-0 Lake Henry over Meyer Grove. We're back in a minute on KFM.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Scenic store. Whether you're filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Scenic stores are locally owned, with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Scenic's, our energy comes through. Stop it at QPC Store. And for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy and Don back with you as we make our way to the third inning. 1-0 Lake Henry. One run, two hits, no errors for the Lakers. No runs, a hit, no errors for Meyer Grove.
Winner of this game will take on Farming tonight, approximately 8 o'clock. So, important game. Losers eliminated.
Winston Brinkman kicks and delivers the first pitch to Ryan Omscheid. Is, I think, a strike called. 0-1 to Ryan. Ball outside and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Brinkman deals. Omscheid rips it to deep short. The backhand by Quade. Strong throw to first and in time to get Ryan Omscheid. 6-3 on the play. I bring Josh Omscheid to the plate.
Designated hitter today, Josh is.
And the pitch to Josh is outside of ball, 1-0. Dustin Brinkman. His pitch outside, and now 2-0 to Josh Homshade. Two balls, no strikes. Which is high, or actually they call it a strike in 2-1. Ooh, that looked a little bit high there and outside. Two balls, one strike, two. Josh Homshade. That one catches the inside corner in 2-2. Homshade will follow this back and out of play. That goes over the county road into the ditch. Count stays 2-2.
It'd be easier to find this week.
Yeah, if it lands in the ditch, though, I don't think they cut the ditch.
Probably not.
Tap ball by Homshade. Count stays 2-2.
Well, it narrows the looking field a little
looking,
bit.
Yeah. A 2-2. Chopper down the third baseline. This one's going to be foul as Grant Ludwig picks it up. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Weston Brinkman ready, the left-hander. Leg kick and a swing and a miss. Homshade's out on strikes.
Ooh, took a punch off of that one.
Yeah, big nasty there.
Yes, it was.
And the leadoff hitter, Tyler Mushel, comes to the plate. Tyler is 0-for-1 this afternoon with a strikeout. Swing and a miss, strike one. Strike two called on the inside corner. The 0-2 to Mushel. Strike three called, and he gets caught looking, and that'll do it for Meyer Grove in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 2.5. Lake Henry 1, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy and Don with you. Yeah, he's Don Heinen. I'm Randy Rothstein. You can tell by the voice. Hall of Famer Don Heinen. You've been in there since the early 2000s already. Did you go dust that at all?
No.
No? Is it encased in glass?
It doesn't even look like me anymore.
It doesn't look like you.
2002, well, Randy.
If you ever get over to the Rivers Edge Event Center, Convention and Event Center, take it in, the Minnesota Baseball Hall of Fame. Draw ball to Drake Meyer by Carter Wessel over at first. Drake will run it to the bag and one down.
There should be an induction ceremony again in September. Usually around the 16th, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the candidates this year who are eligible.
Shane Campson to the plate. Shane, 0-for-1 today. Ground ball to second. Pitches outside of ball, 1-0. Matt Imdick on the mound for Meyer Grove. He's gone those first two and a third innings. one run on two hits. Campson takes high for a ball and 2-0. I don't know if John Leeser made it to farming here today or not. Support of his old Lake Henry team. John was in Watkins last night, a field reporter for us, giving us scores.
He's a roving reporter.
A roving reporter. Okay, Campson fouls it in the plate off of his leg. And count 2-2. Cold Spring Springers are leading 3-0 in their ball game over, looks like, Moorhead. Top of the third. Here's Campson, a fly ball to left center field. Welly coming in left. Makes the catch for the second out. The Sauk Rapids beat the Moorhead Brewers earlier today, 5-1. Moorhead playing the Springers right now, where Cold Spring leads 3-0. Foley beat St. Joe earlier today in Region 11C, 5-3. Sobieski, a big win over Buckman, 8-2. We'll keep bringing you scores as they roll in this afternoon. Matt Quaid at the plate. Matt 0-1 today. It's low to Quaid to count. One ball, one strike to Matt. One and one. Jason Campson on deck. There's a ground ball to third. That's gobbled up by Olmscheid over at third across the diamond. 5-3 in the put out of Quaid. That'll do it for the Lakers in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play 3, Lake Henry 1, Meyer Grove nothing. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute here on KASN.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 3 agents and 8 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. The Grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens daily at 11 and features a full-service bar. Stop by for nightly specials beginning at 5. Head to Trapper's before or after the ball game this weekend for food and drink specials, including smoked pork chops, corn on the cob, and grilled chicken. Plus, there's live music Saturday night. The Bridge Brothers play from 8:30 till 12:30 at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Weston Brinkman completing his warm-up tosses between innings. Got a final score from Region 4C in Atwater. Raymond defeated Granite Falls today 6-1. Raymond over Granite Falls 6-1. Painesville and Regal play next over in Atwater. So that'll be a good game between Painesville and Regal.
Wow. Yeah. Some high school kids going each way, you know, there. So they're going to play some friends against friends.
All right, leading off the third inning for the Meyer Grove Grovers with a bunt is Jaron Klopach. Weston Brinkman pops off the pitching mound and makes a great throw to get Jaron by maybe a half a step. Wow.
But we can, Brinkman collided a little bit on that one.
Yeah, and then you got to give Carter Wessel credit too, Don, for sticking in there at first base and making that catch.
It gets a little bit dicey over there, doesn't it?
It does when you got a guy coming at you, seems like 90 miles an hour. There's Andrew Welly. Andrew 0-1 today.
I always kind of watch how they run down that first baseline. If they're getting close to the line within that